send us bits of solder for our 10 anniversary. But it is it's been an amazing 10 years. We've done a lot of good work, and we're going to be here for another 10 years. So who are our board of directors? We've got 8 people serving on the board. We span the globe, 6 time zones, in fact. And that was definitely a conscious thing that we did. Our user base is across the world, and so should the representation be of the board. We're financially stable. During the recession and even before that, we have operated in a very conservative financial way. And as of right now, you can see all of our financial data on the web. We have about 2 years or so worth of operating budget, assuming we don't grow our budget, in the bank. So why a foundation? I get this question often as the founder of the FreeBSD Foundation. One issue with the FreeBSD community is that it is a group of individuals. When you go to talk to somebody about funding a project, it's on an individual basis. And especially 10 years ago, when open source wasn't well understood in the corporate world, most of these guys, most of these companies would find it much easier to deal with another corporate entity. The other question that always came up was, well, we have a bit of IP. Who do we give it to so that when that person goes off and gets married and has kids and disappears, that the IP is still accessible? So I started a foundation. What do we do? I'm happy to say that 13 people came to just this particular conference. We also provide travel grants, travel grant opportunities to all the other BSD conferences that happen throughout the year. We support those conferences financially, as well as developer summits, so that the developers that bring you BSD, FreeBSD, are able to get that face-to-face contact that really does push things forward. We also contribute to project infrastructure, machines, switches, racks, developer hardware. We also provide legal support for challenges that come, legal challenges that come to the project, and also to protect the people who help make this project possible. We also fund development. This year we have a $100,000 budget for funded projects. And every year in the 10 years that the foundation has been around, that number has gone up. So has our contributions to travel grants. So has our contributions to project infrastructure. Every year it's grown. One other thing that we do that's probably lesser known is that we act kind of as a bridge between the academic and corporate worlds and the open source world. And this has been immensely successful when we've come to visit corporations and help them understand how the community operates, how they can become better embedded with the community and get their contributions, get the most out of the community and also support the community. So if you're someone who is using BSD or work for somebody who is using it, and would we'd appreciate a chance to come by and visit and just talk with you, find out how you're using FreeBSD, how the community could better serve you, and how you could better serve the community. So how are we funded? 100% of it is donor funded. As a nonprofit in the United States, under the 501c3, we have to be publicly funded. And there is a public support test. What this means is that although we will not turn you away if you come to us with a large sum of money, we are really interested in individuals giving us smaller donations. So the thing to keep in mind, especially when you go home and you talk to all of your friends about what you learned and how great this conference was, is that for the price of an overpriced latte, you and your friends can support the good work that's done by the FreeBSD Foundation. So small donations given every year are crucial to the success of the foundation. And as you can see from our thermometer there, we still have a long way to go this year. We're not even a tenth of the way to our goal. But I did want to point out several of the folks that have made large contributions to the FreeBSD Foundation, and through their help have allowed us to help you. Network Appliance, Hudson River Trading, IX Systems, and Yahoo. Yahoo has actually done quite a bit of work. A new filer was donated by Yahoo, as well as a constant amount of new hardware for our clusters. Any questions? Well, thank you.
Thank you, everyone. I will give you back to Dan.
There won't be any slides. No slides.
I actually found this year a lot easier to organize than last year. I think that's because I took 2 weeks off and went to New Zealand mountain biking over Easter.
That was the New Zealand.
Well, I was looking at it and I was trying to read it, and I was saying it's an odd font.
It's a clever font.
Yes, almost like the Pittsburgh team. I'm sorry, that's an ongoing non-joke. Microphone? Or is it just this microphone? Should be okay like this. Is it coming through? Okay. Well, this is the 7th annual BST CAN. It's always been held at the University of Ottawa. Everyone seems to think I run it all, but I don't. There's a bunch of volunteers. Who volunteered this year? Hands up. Yep, those are the people that, you know, did things like your registration packs and manned the registration desk and stuff like that. Thank them, please. Some of you may have been standing around when I enter the room and say, I need 5 volunteers, please. That's how the conference basically works. Someone just gets rubbed into doing something when you least expect it. But thanks to our sponsors, IX Systems, Usenix, NetApp, Google, the FreeBSD Foundation, Isilon Systems, is that how you pronounce that?
Isilon,
thank you. We use Isilon at work, but I don't use it myself. Juniper Networks, BSD Fund, and No Starch Press. No Starch has some books and T-shirts that we'll be auctioning off soon. It was also very good to see Apple, Juniper, NetApp, and Sandvine here this year. When the big guys come into play, it's interesting for everyone, especially when I see Henning and JKH talking about importing PF into the Apple tree. That's funny, isn't it? Apple tree. Well, I didn't plan it. Is Steve Smith here?
Yes.
Okay. Everyone with the camera, please take a picture of Steve Smith. Mail it to me. Steve, could you stand up for a second? Steve's wife emailed me and said, if you can get a picture of Steve here, I want to make sure he's here. And I wrote back, sorry, we're like Vegas. And she said, you computer people do have a sense of humor, don't you? That's just flack. She won't know what happened. All right. First things first, checkout time at residence is 10:30 a.m., so if you're coming to do the tourist things with us tomorrow and you're leaving tomorrow, get your bags out of your room before you come out with us. They will store your bag if you're very nice to them and say, listen, I'm coming back later to get stuff. If you've all got email, I sent email out about what we're doing and where we're meeting tomorrow for the tourist stuff. If you're not hanging around in town, you won't want to do the tourist stuff because you'll be on the plane. In short, what we're doing, there's an 8 o'clock breakfast at Cora's. Who pretends to think they're going to be up that early? 8 a.m. for breakfast, Cora's. It's on Rideau Street. Yeah, I mean, it's the best breakfast you'll get in town. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, I told them 30 to 40. We'll be in the back room. They'll have a room for us. It's on the map. If you look in the website, there's a map in there to show you how to get there. If you arrive there much past 8:30, you're not going to get through in time for the next meeting point, which is the National War Memorial. That's also on the map. We'll be meeting there at 9:30 and leaving from there at 9:45 to go across the road and do a tour of Parliament. It's more exciting than it sounds. After that, we're going to go to the War Museum. Somebody thought that was rather funny, that Canada has a war museum. The Dutch know what we did during World War II. Don't know if the rest of you don't. There must be someone here from Holland. You get taught about it. Yeah. They just had the 65th. It was in the news. It was in the... Not all of them, obviously. And then after that, we're going to the War Museum. We'll have lunch in between, but we're not sure where. If you're going to the museum, it's $12 to get in. We may be able to finagle a group discount if we pretend to be more than a group of 20. Oh, yeah. That's all I need that for. Those of you that have never been to BSG Cam will probably not know that we have auctions. And the first thing to be auctioned off is someone's jacket. They saw me walking into this room with this jacket and said, "Hey, that's my jacket." And I said, "Yes, I'm going to auction it off." So quickly, raise the price before he gets to bid on it. $1.
Two.
Whose jacket is this? I hear $1. The proceeds from the auction will go to the Ottawa City Mission, which is just down the road.
Can I just run and get it?
If you get up here and provide me with the cash that the bid is at before the bid goes up. I hear $2.
The next thing we have, does anyone recognize this color and what company may have provided it?
Yeah. And the first and most important thing are shot glasses. Start the bidding at $5, please.
For both.
You get both. You don't want to drink alone, do you? $8, $10? $10. I hear $10 from the guy in the back. 20? Raise your hand. 20? 20 over here. 25? 25 American? Going once? Going twice? $20, please. Could I have someone come up and volunteer to be bookkeeper? All you have to do is make sure they give the right amount of money and give them the right thing. Oh, sorry. All right. Richard can do this.
Make sure he gives you $20 and keep track of it.
All right. Yahoo. Sippy cup. Screw top lid. Beverage. $5. $5. Someone said something? $10. Do I hear $10? Going once? Going twice? Okay, $5. All the lunches that get left over. Oh, yeah. Juggling balls, too. $20 from David Maxwell. Do I hear 25?
Do they work?
Yes. I don't. This gentleman over here.
Do you have change?
No change. You don't get change for charity. I hear $20. Do I hear 25? Okay, 25 to David. USB sticks. We have two. About an inch and a half long. $5. Ten. Raise your hand. Who had 10? 10. Do I hear 15? 15. Do I hear 20?
Each or for two?
This is for both. Give the other to a friend. Impress her. $25. Okay, Robert. What was it? 20?
15.
Okay. Probably don't have change for 20. Any of you have to wear a badge to work? $5. $1. Okay, that doesn't work. All right, we have a semi-hardcover Yahoo book complete with bookmark. It is ruled, for those of you that can't write straight. Many pages, non-bleached paper, $5. Anybody want this for $5? Okay. Okay, now we have the really, really, really good stuff. Not that I don't appreciate the other stuff, but... There were some what? There were takers for the books? You didn't... Okay, speak up. Book. Who? Five. Ten. Who wants this for ten? Six.
Take the bag too.
Seven. Ten. Going once. Throw in the bag. Do I hear 11? Okay, 10 to Mike. Okay. The definitive guide to PCBSD, signed by the author herself. Limited edition. This book is available nowhere else but here today. $10. Ten. Do I hear 20? 20 from the guy without the jacket. 25. Okay, 20. Okay. The Book of PF. Set up in a CARP environment. Some of you get that. It's parallel, okay? One goes down, the other one stays up. Okay.
One needs to go to Apple.
One needs to go to... That's very good. Okay. We will bid on one and give the other one to... Is it more appropriate to give it to Jordan or Kevin?
I think we can afford to buy it. Make Jordan buy it.
Yeah, make them buy it. Yeah, okay. But this one's signed by the author of the book. You can make, okay, do I hear $5 for the book? Y'all can buy
$10
for Jordan. Yay! Thank you. I can take a check. Do I hear 15? 15, anyone? Okay, one for Jordan and one for... Signed by the author, designing BSD root kits. Has nothing to do with the
file mod?
Sorry?
File mod.
File mod. $5.
Who's the author?
Joseph Kahn.
I read this, it's a very good book.
He signed it.
$10.
Do I hear 15? 20. Oh, you're 20, you're 15. 25. 25. 30.
30.
30. 31. 40. 35. 45. 45. 50.
Going
once.
All for charity.
Signed by the author. Going twice? Okay, David. Those two are 20, 30 and 20. Okay. This one is an original. Signed by the author, as you can see. You know it's authentic because of the way you signed it. Is Michael still here? I saw him, Michael over here. Yeah, Mike. He'll verify that he did sign this. This is absolute BSD. Do I hear $15? Sorry, what? He signed it, yeah. $15.
$20
to Russell. 25. 25 to Michael. Yes. Do I hear 30?
30.
30. Do I hear 35?
When's the next edition coming out?
We
are competing with the Postgres people who have a conference here next week, and last year we lost.
Yes.
We need to spend more money.
They raised more money with fewer people.
How much did Postgres make last year?
I think about 500, and we did about 400.
Right.
Okay, so do I hear, what was the last bid, sir? 30. 30. Do I hear 35?
Remember, it's all for charity.
It's all for charity. Okay, sold $30.
This gentleman
here. All right. Building a server with FreeBSD 7 by Brian Kong. I don't think this one's signed. No. Do I hear $10?
Ten.
Ten? Ten to Randy. 15?
15.
15? Peter? 20? 20 from Randy. 25?
25.
30. I'll throw in a t-shirt.
There's no starch press.
It's black. What was the last bid?
I was 25.
30, Randy? It's a nice t-shirt. 30. Okay, 30? 35?
35.
40? All right.
40 to that gentleman.
We'll arrange a larger t-shirt. There we go. Now we're getting into the foreign stuff. If you didn't see this before, these are the manga guide to databases and the manga guide to statistics.
If Gina bids, add
$5.
Okay, I think they should go as a pair. Okay, 40 for the both of them. Yes. 40 was it?
Yep.
45.
60.
60. 65.
65.
80.
100.
120. 120. 130. One, where was that? Hand up. Hand 150.
170.
170.
As in fall, the octopus.
You'll have to buy it to find out, okay? What was the last bid, please? 150?
No,
170. 170. I hear 175. 175 from the back. Yes.
It's also an ATM machine just right outside.
Yeah. 190.
Postgres is going down.
We'll throw in t-shirts with it too. Two t-shirts. 200.
210.
Do I have to point out that these are written by Japanese authors?
Head names.
No, they're real names. They're not. They will be signed. What was the last bid, please? 210. They're in English. 220. 230. Your bid. What was it, 230? 230 going once? Where was 250? 250. Oh, now it's getting dirty. 260? 260? 260 going once? 260 going twice, sold. Thank you very much. Randy.
She'll get my job.
many of you that follow, is it Amazon, Michael? That Amazon? Many of you that follow Amazon will know that once a book goes out of print, the price goes up on Amazon. These books are now selling on Amazon for $250 each.
What book is it?
This is Absolute Free BSD, the second edition. And I have two of them. You will notice that they were shrink-wrapped. This is because they are from the author's private collection. They are not signed because they're still in the shrink wrap. They're worth more in the shrink wrap than out of the shrink wrap. So, they do come in a box. It does. Octopuses are free. Yes.
Octopi.
Okay. Remembering that these are going for $250 and that you can easily resell them on Amazon if you so desire to.
$300 Canadian on Amazon.ca.
Right now?
$200 Canadian.
$300 Canadian.
Yeah. One or two?
One. And we have two here. Start the bidding at $25, please. That's a bargain. That's 10%. Easily.
40.
Do I hear 45? Author's private edition. Collection. 45 going once. 45 going twice. Sold. I have another one just like it if someone else would like it for the same price. Okay, we'll do it this way. $100. $95. $90.
$85.
Sold.
$85 for this one, gentlemen in the back.
Those of you that weren't here last year, we have a few BSD Can t-shirts from 2009. If you haven't seen it, it says BSD Can 2009. It's all about people. It has everyone's first names that attended or registered last year. And it has all the cities that they were from. I'll give you a black marker. You can fill in your name and location if it's not already on there. If you want them, $10 each. Where what? Test is? It's in Google. Look. It's on Google Maps. Unfortunately, we only have extra, extra large and extra, extra, extra large. But they're down here, and they're $5 each if you want them.
Yeah. Did I make a
checkout
too?
BSD. Oh. Yeah, make it up to BSD Can, and then I can take it up and give it direct. Also here, we have some t-shirts from this year. And if you want these are $10 each. Give them to your friends or co-workers if you don't have any friends. Those of you, these ones we have in all sizes. What was that smart ass comment?
Sounds like you have a small business.
Okay. I can't think of anything else that I was supposed to cover today. How much is the sign? Who wants? Which sign do you want to buy? This one? I was supposed to give this back to Juniper. But I'm sure that if they knew it was going for charity... Is there anything? Is that okay? Okay.
Excellent.
We will sell the... Juniper has offered this sign up for sale to go for charity. How much would you like? We'll start the bidding this way. $200. $195. Sorry? It's managed, yes. Alfred will manage this for you. You do get support. Alfred stands behind everything he supports. Okay. $195.
190, 180, 150, 145, 130.
You wanted the dead app,
sorry. It's coming next.
That'll be next. Where was I? 130?
Yeah,
120, 110, 90, 80, 75.
Sure.
Sold. Thank you. There's a cardboard box at the corner that you can take it away with.
Is
it?
Yes.
Is there anyone here still from NetApp? Do you mind? Okay. Okay, we'll do it this way. Starting bid, $75. Do I hear a bid?
Do you have a reserve?
If nobody starts bidding at $75, I'll go back up to $200 and start working the way down as fast as I can. Anybody know what that type of bidding is called? Thank you. They use it for flowers sometimes.
Yeah, I've seen them on eBay too.
All right. 175. Only used once. 160, 150, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 95, 85, 80, 85, 80, 75, 70, 60, 50, 40.
Sold.
40 from David. Thank you very much, David. I had never thought of selling off the signs before, but that's a very good idea. Seriously.
Sell your shirt.
I don't think so.
Any questions? Sir?
What's the total?
Oh, do you know the total?
I'll give you 100 for the shirt you're wearing
right now. Right now? Bring the money. Bring the money. I'm waiting for you to get down here with the money. I'll give you the 100.
$10 more for a t-shirt. I haven't to replace
that.
I need to go to the ATM first.
Okay, I'll wait here. I'll wait here. ATM's right up there. Well, Jordan's out of the room. I'll tell a story. What conference was it that we gave him a special present? Don't tell what the present was.
BSD Con.
What year? 2003. Was it 2003? 99? I was living in New Zealand at the time, and somehow I found out where I could buy an inflatable sheep over the internet while I was living in New Zealand. I had it shipped to Walnut Creek CD-ROM. We presented it to him at the end of the conference. And all kinds of Japanese tourists were interested in photographing him with this sheep, and I don't know why. But it was one he asked for. I said, what do you want as a present? He said, an inflatable sheep. It was complete with painted on garters and everything. It was lovely. If you search for it on the internet, you'll find it.
You can get them in San Francisco.
Any other questions? I'm not giving any more articles of clothing away.
You should give a hug after.
After I put my other shirt on.
How much for that box of shirts now?
I do believe I have a shirt in my bag over there that I could use.
How much for that shirt, too?
This shirt goes for $75. Anyone willing to buy them all up?
How much is this worth to you? Can you add up all the... How much money have we collected now, Richard? Those of you that are here for the first time... Oh, sorry, question? Yes! That's a very valid point.
Okay, what was the story?
You might be outbid.
You may be in trouble. For Dan to keep his shirt on.
Okay.
Story value.
Well, the thing is, he'll give me the $100 to take my shirt off, and then I'll take the money in to put the shirt back on.
Okay.
Except that he gets to
take it off. There's your $100, and there's your $10 for the books. Okay.
Counting the
money. Come on.
How much to put this shirt on? Do I hear five? Do I hear 10? I'm not putting it on until I get 20 at least. Oh, I forget that bit of the transaction, Jordan. Can you come back down here, please? These are nice shirts.
How much money do we have?
What was the bill thrown up? The toss up? Could someone retrieve it from? They got it? Okay. So we have about.
I think I'm at 745.
745. That's not bad.
I haven't made it down there yet.
How much do you have?
Well, that's including what's here.
It's including that stuff to go away. All right. Now, apart from the devastating loss to Pittsburgh, does anyone have any comments about the conference?
Good job.
Thank you. Those of you that remember the first year, we were in a very small building over there. We had a very narrow doorway. I think the entire room was about this big. And we had wireless that didn't work very well, despite the best efforts of the people that were providing it. That was a team of volunteers. We've now got the university with proper wireless put in, and it's not too bad. A few hiccups now and then. I got tossed off. How many people want to do the tourism thing tomorrow, but not necessarily get up at 8 a.m. for breakfast? Okay, so there's email, check your email. There's maps, follow the maps. If you ask for directions, you won't get mugged. You'll just be directed to where you want to go to. How many people are not flying out till late Sunday? Okay, we'll try and organize something, you know, more like sitting in a pub and then going and watching a movie or something like that instead of actually moving around. There will be a lot of walking tomorrow. Probably to get down to the War Museum is about a 30-minute walk from here, I think, something like that. And walking around Parliament, you'd be walking for about an hour. Any questions?
Where are we going for beer?
Tonight is, believe it or not, tonight is Friday night. Down in the market, it'll be packed as hell. So if we all try to go to the same place, we won't get in. So I suggest a distributed solution. So drink in parallel, not in cereal.
Does it require a GCD to?
C-Lang will suffice.
Are you going to give us our Mother's Day reminder?
No. That was last week.
When's next year?
Next year will probably be about the same time. Just a second, please. The videos will be available as soon as, I don't know.
As soon as I can. Some will be up today.
Some will be up today. And I will hook in a volunteer. to make links from the schedule into their website so you can find the talk you want and then link directly to the video. Any other questions?
Where do we send our slides
to? If you can get back into papers.bscan.org, you can attach them to your event and then email me and I'll push the website update. Yes?
Are you going to update the site? Like a change of the company that I work on, the secretary complains a lot about the registration process and blah, blah, blah. Not me.
All right.
I don't care. So she said, why did you not update the site? So that's the question that she asked me to ask
you. All right. Email me and tell me what the problems are she's having with it.
Yeah.
Okay. No? Okay. Same thing. Any other questions? Okay, it's time to drink beer. And have a good time. And see you next year. Yeah. Someone just asked, are they all applauding you? We're all done here. T-shirt money goes to me.
All right. I'll take a T-shirt.
Yeah. Do you remember at Fox House?
So Dan?
The creed of the Fox. And Google that or Twitter or whatever you'll find us. You'll see there. Yeah. That debate.